Six.
I'm taking part in a really interesting event this morning, although I must admit I'm a little bit nervous. I'm taking up a wheelchair challenge so we can raise awareness for Spinal Injuries Association, enhancing the lives of people with spinal cord injury. And we've got Robert Spencer on the phone. I believe you're my partner today.
Yep, sure am.
So what can I expect to be doing this morning?
We're going to be zapping around the mall. I'm going to take you shopping. Probably have to try some clothes on, see how hard it is in the wheelchair. We'll be going and ordering stuff, like at the shops, having a drink, wheeling all around the mall.
How long have you been in a wheelchair?
This is my 36th year. I had my accident 2 days before my 18th birthday. I had a sporting accident. I was playing rugby league for North, and we were playing South on a Friday night, and I went to tackle somebody and put my head in the wrong place and copped a knee in the head and broke my neck.
It's as simple as that, isn't it?
Yeah, it was. I was a good tackler, just one of those things that happened.
Now, Robert, over those years, have you found the community and society getting easier for you to get around or harder?
Oh, it's a lot easier now than in 76. People are aware. If you go out now, there are people in wheelchairs everywhere. And if I ask someone for a hand, I've never had anyone say no. Everyone's fantastic. And all places you go to now, they're all wheelchair accessible.
Are there still some major problems in accessibility around Brisbane?
There are heaps. Especially what I find is when I'm going along the footpath and I come to, say, the set of lights to go over, some of the dips are really steep. So when you go down, you get stuck or it can flip you out. And plus, around Brisbane too, the pathways are on slants. Got made of pebbles and all that sort of stuff. It's really hard in a lot of places.
You know, I have trouble as a little person now with certain things, getting things off shelves and whatever. I can't imagine what it would be like to be in a wheelchair.
Well, you get used to everything, and a lot of times you've got to ask people for a hand, and a lot of people don't like doing that. Myself, if I need a hand, I'm not scared to ask someone. So yeah, if you go shopping, like for groceries, you might get someone to come with you and take the trolley around and get them to put the stuff in for you.
Keeping in communication with people as well, not being ignored.
Sometimes I've been out with a friend who can walk, and you go to a restaurant and they say, oh, what will that person want?
Oh.
You know?
As if you're a third person in the room.
Exactly. And she usually says, oh, well, why don't you ask him what he wants?
Yeah, that's right. Robert, I'm so much looking forward to this morning. I can't say that I'll be able to keep up with anyone, but I will be doing my best to try and raise awareness for those with spinal cord injury. And, as I say, what can people do if they want to find out more information?
Oh, well, they can go to the Spinal Injuries website, spinal.com.au.
Robert, look forward to it today.
Oh, we're going to have a fantastic time, Laurel.
25 past 6 on Classic Hits 4KQ.
I'm a little nervous.